With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
So we obey the thirst instead of following out of the intimacy. Because again, God's still about the intimacy in the relationship. He's like, there's some things I understand. There's some things that I know. I'm giving it to you. Isn't this great to hear today? As a follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm almost done, you can tap into the Word of God, which will give you the ability to discern what He, God, has already spoken. That's what the Word of God does. It gives us the ability to tap into what God has spoken, what God is thinking. You don't merely tap into the knowledge and information that already exists. I think about people like Bill Gates and the many people that are part of information systems all over the world. They're able to make millions, literally billions of dollars because of their privileged position to deal with massive amounts of information. But you and I are postured to receive the forethought of God, which goes beyond the information that already exists. Just think about it. There's information that already exists here on the planet. And information systems, people like Microsoft and Apple and all these different companies, it's not just they not only make computers, but they are a part of information systems. Billions and billions of amounts of information that they are able to manipulate and transfer and give people access to and store. And they're able to make billions of dollars because they are in the business of information. But in spite of that ability, they're only dealing with information that exists. Why do I say that? Because it's on a hard drive. It's on a computer system. It's able to be seen and touched and managed and manipulated. But what God has given us access to is a computer system that ain't even of this world. They can't access it. They can't tap into it. Because what we have privileged knowledge of and able to tap into is the forethought, the wisdom behind what God is doing. So that even if we don't have access, and we don't have access to all the information systems of the world. We don't have access to the stock market and financial stuff, and we're able to just tap into it, and therefore we can make decisions that will make us all $1 billion tomorrow. And what does God tell us to do? God tells us little simple stuff like, give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to your bosom. The way that you sow, the way that's how it comes back. It's like, what? Why? That goes way beyond their thinking because they're so used to it. Just think about it. Their system is so in place that they're able to measure if something goes up 1/16th. 1/16th of a bit of profit. They're so in touch with every single little piece of information and records. And God just looks at it and goes, as much as they're trying to measure, can't on a single one of them know what tomorrow holds. And I'll let you tap into tomorrow. I'll let you tap into next week and next month. We don't even know we are sometimes. We just be like, I just feel in my spirit. I just need to pray. Or like what me and Carol our family just went through. Like, y'all know, Urban Life Church family, They're like, y'all saw us do this. We said, we feel like we're going to move. So we start packing up. Of course, we thought we must be getting ready to leave Harrisburg because we're tired. We're done. Pack up. Let's leave. So y'all know, we start packing up our stuff in our house. And y'all been there a couple of times and seen all our boxes and stuff piled all up everywhere. Well, that's how the Lord does with us. We have this sense. We can't explain it. He just does it. We always have this sense of time to do. So he just tells us, start packing up because you're going to move. Okay, we'll start packing. Carol bringing home tons and tons of boxes every day. Okay, garage is filled up with boxes everywhere. So we just start packing them up. Well, was that 2 weeks ago? We stopped at one of these apartments. The apartments where one of the couples here in the church visits us from time to time. So we went over and looked at wonderful, wonderful townhouse. My God, bigger than the place we got now. And almost $500 a month less than what we're paying now. And they only had one slot left. One slot. The place filled up so quick. Literally, one slot. And so we're like, okay, we feel the leading of the Lord to go. In fact, we went after work one day. And so I'm like, we always do, Carol and I hold hands and pray before going in, because the rest of the story, as you guys know, is that we've been through a foreclosure 3 years ago. So we're one of, they tell us when we come in there, several people that are going to be looking at this one slot. And so we're like, okay, how are we going to beat out all these other people when we got a foreclosure on our record? And okay, so we just do what we do. Lord, give us favor. We feel like you are leading us here. Give us favor. So we walk in the door and we get instant favor. The lady, when she walks us over to the place and shows us that they're still under construction. I mean, the place is the last spot, and they're still working on it. She walked us through the place, and then she said, but this one really wouldn't be your place. So I'm going to show you an apartment that's almost finished so you can see what yours will look like. And I'm like, did she say? She ain't even took an application from us, and she's referring to it as being ours. So when we sit down to fill out the application, and I didn't even come prepared to do an application. Normally I do. I have all my paperwork and everything with me, don't I? Didn't even come prepared. And when we tell her, I said, well, 3 years ago we had a foreclosure, and we tell her where we're living now. And she says, we built those homes. What? You mean to tell me, see, this is where my mind goes. God, you mean to tell me that when you rescued us 3 years ago, you were setting us up all along? Because here we are we're filling out an application for a place that didn't even exist physically. Talking about the foreknowledge of God, that physically did not exist 3 years ago. You can be so frustrated about stuff. Like, God, why we got to move here? Rent is high. And we don't like it here. It's a nice place. But because he was moving us in his foreknowledge. The same company that built the place we're living in right now had not yet built the place, I don't know, already told y'all, that we're about to move into next month. God had us moving in his forethought that 3 years from now, where I want you to be doesn't exist yet. But if I'm opening up this door here, just move where I say go. I don't like it. I don't like it. Go. Just go. And y'all know the story, family. Been there for almost 3 years. Had no idea. And so this place that we are about to move to is three levels, bigger than where we are now. Four bedrooms. Can y'all imagine that? Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a car and a garage, the same size as what we got now, and it's almost $500 a month less than what we're paying now. That's what I mean about the forethought. God will have you moving in the forethought. We couldn't see it 3 years ago. The place didn't even exist 3 years ago, but it's the same company. So when she said, yeah, we built those places. She asked us how much we were paying for rent, and she said, yeah, that's about right, because that's the normal rent that we would charge for a place that your size because of where it's located. You're close to Hershey, near the park, so that's why the rent is higher, because of where it's located. So they took our application. She didn't even hardly care nothing about. She said, your deposit will be anywhere from $500 to 2 months rent. I'm like, God, you know, we ain't got no 2 months rent. The best we could do is come up with 1 month's rent, but not 2 months. 2 months rent is what we had to do last time because of the foreclosure. Lord, we need favor. Favor. Lord, give us favor. He already had given us favor. Of course, they called back and said, you guys got the place. In spite of, I don't even know how many applications. There were so many applications that were coming in over the weekend. That's why we went in during the week, because they were booked. We couldn't even get an appointment for the weekend because they were so, the appointment book was filled. So God got us in there ahead of everybody else. And here's the other thing we discovered. We had no idea. We're back in good credit standing, y'all, in spite of the foreclosure. I'm telling you. Now you see why I'm so excited. And your pastors are like, okay, God, you're doing this. Now, why is he doing this? Because the fear of God, the beginning of wisdom. Even when we don't know what to do and how to do it, just maintaining the intimacy. That's what I'm saying to everybody. Just maintain the intimacy with him. We don't always do it right. We didn't always do it right. Y'all know, because y'all heard some of our venting sessions. We through. We out of here. I'm done. We're quit. And even then, because he knows us. I think that's the good part about the Lord, that even when we vent, when we get discouraged, when we quit, not getting ready to quit. Did we quit? We just kept coming out here. We kept coming out here, but we really had quit. We're done. Even when you have really quit in your heart, he keeps coming back and saying, I know you. I understand you.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.